You're listening to SBS News.
5 years ago, hundreds of thousands of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims trekked through jungles to reach the safety of neighbouring Bangladesh after a violent military crackdown. There, many recounted mass killings, rapes, and arson. Now, the United States has given a name to what the world witnessed: genocide and crimes against humanity. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum.
The attack against Rohingya was widespread and systematic, which is crucial for reaching a determination of crimes against humanity. The evidence also points to a clear intent behind these mass atrocities, the intent to destroy Rohingya in whole or in part.
Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh welcomed that announcement. Among them, 60-year-old Salah Adin.
We're very happy about the declaration of the genocide. Many, many thanks. We've been hoping for that for a long time because it has been 60 years, starting in 1962, that the Myanmar government has been torturing us and many other communities, including Rohingya.
Last year, Myanmar spiralled further into chaos after a military coup, which sparked nationwide protests and deadly attacks on citizens by the army. Mr. Blinken says the US will donate more than $1 million to help investigate the ongoing atrocities.
Efforts are moving forward not only at the International Court of Justice, but also through the International Criminal Court and through the domestic courts of Argentina in a case brought under universal jurisdiction.
The United Nations has condemned the repeated human rights violations committed by Myanmar's military, but refused to back America's declaration of genocide. Stéphane Dujarric, spokesman for UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, says the ruling on genocide must be made by a judicial body.
It's not for the Secretary-General to prejudge it. However, I would underscore that he is always called for accountability for the suffering of the people of Myanmar at the hands of the security forces.
While no new sanctions on the military have been imposed by the US or Western allies, including Australia, since the coup, some analysts say increasing pressures by the international community could have an impact. Priscilla Clapp is from the United States Institute of Peace.
That means that there's going to be accountability for what they're doing now. Now, this may matter to some of the generals. It may not matter to Min Aung Hlaing, because I think his days are numbered. But it may matter to plenty of the others, and it may encourage more defections.
Diplomatic efforts are also continuing, with a Southeast Asian peace envoy this week in Myanmar meeting with the junta chief to try and resolve the crisis. Amy Hall, SBS News.